AA Fellowship, for showing us the way to a new life. The 12 Steps to Narcotics Anonymous is adapted from AA, are the basis of our recovery program. We have only broadened their perspective. We follow the same path with a single exception. Our identification as addicts is all-inclusive in respect to any mood-changing, mind-altering substance. Alcoholism is too limited a term for us. Our problem is not a specific substance. It is a disease called addiction. We believe that as a fellowship, we have been guided by a greater consciousness and are grateful for the direction that has enabled us to build upon an already proven program of recovery.
At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker. His name is Kevin W., and he's from Philly. And I introduce Kevin right at this time.
I'm a recovering addict. My name is Kevin. You know, first of all, I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be here and for Narcotics Anonymous being a part of my life. I'd like to thank this convention committee for asking me to come out and share my experience, strength, and hope of recovery. Okay. Is on? All right. As you see, I'm getting naked, right? I was sitting over there and I was started getting hot, you know, and I started getting nervous, you know, and I've been doing this. I've been doing this for a very long time. You know, this I mean sharing my experience, strength, and hope of recovery. I've been doing this for well over 20-something years. And it never fails. Every time I come to share our message, I still get nervous. Because, you know, I know that I'm asked to do a job. I'm asked to do a job of serving the will of my God. I know I'm asked to do a job of serving the will of my God. You know, so before we start talking about God as we understand him, I want to read this and then we're going to go straight to talking about God as we understand him. And this is out of Just for the Day book, Something Valuable to Share, March 19th, page 81. Second paragraph, first sentence. It says, we've all had times we felt what we had to share wasn't spiritual enough, wasn't entertaining enough, wasn't something enough. But sharing is not a competitive sport. You know, and I was really waiting for my sponsee to run out and grab a book for me, because I really like to read that a lot of times so that I don't have to try to compete with what I've heard over the weekend, what I've shared last week, what I've shared last month, what I shared at the table night before last. I can talk about how God is working in my life right now. Amen. At this moment. I don't have to tell you about the days when I was using and how he saved me. I ain't got to tell you about all that. I'm here at the convention sharing my experience, strength, and hope, so that should tell you that I lived in the dark just like you. I ain't got to share excessively on my active addiction or war story, because we all know what it's like to use. Yes. I'm here to tell you how God has transformed my life. And how? Through the evidence. You know how you go to court, and I was sharing this the other night, how you go to court, and, you know, most of the times when you go to court, You always say, you know, I'm innocent. I didn't do it. You know, I swear I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Then the district attorney comes in. He got a file. Right? And it contradicts everything that you said. And that's how it was when I got here. That's what it was after 5 and 10 years clean. I was saying I was loving myself. You know, I cared about myself. You know, but my actions said something totally different. So I would talk with my sponsor. And him and I would talk, and we would sit down, and you know, and I would share some of my intimate, deepest secrets with him. And he would look me in my face and would say, Kevin, that's something you got to take up with God. You've got to sit down with God, and you've got to trust that he's going to fix your life. Then he said, look at the evidence. Then he went to the first time, and we were sitting there, we were talking, and he said to me, he said, do you remember, and I'm asking you the same question that he asked me. He said, do you remember when the obsession to use was lifted? And I tried to remember. And he said, you can't because you didn't do it. Right? Listen, went back to the evidence. Right? And I remember sitting in a meeting, you know, at a service meeting, and I realized, you know how you first get clean, and you know, and you just wanting to stay clean. You, listen, I just don't want to use, but you still, you know, some days you go to bed, you listen, you don't want to go out, you just want to go to the meeting and go home and lay down and get up the next day because the obsession to use is still there. You just got a desire not to use. So when he lifted the obsession to use drugs, and like I walked into a meeting one day and I was like, yeah. You know, I was skinny then. So when I stuck my chest out, it was really stuck out. You know? Because actually I was sticking my chest up, my stomach was still hanging. But I was sticking my chest out. So, you know, and you stick your chest out, you know, and you feel confident about yourself. You're not, you know, evidence. I start looking at the evidence, right? So then after that, you know, like it come. No, I want to. I just start seeing stuff, you know, and I always like to talk about how he has took my life and just molded my life. The third step said we begin to trust in the power. So listen, I've been clean for over 25 years. I've been with my wife for over 30 years. We've been married for over 22 years. And she got 4 years clean. Listen to me. You did the math? So he said, trust me. And for years, I wasn't trusting him because I kept trying to fix it. I kept getting in the way. My sponsor, I was sitting at my desk. My sponsor called me one day and he would do these crazy things to me. He would call me and he said, And I'm apologize now because it's not a Narcotics Anonymous quote. He called me and he said, in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord high lifted up and hung the phone up. I said, what the fuck is he talking about? And he would do stuff like that. He wouldn't give me no explanation. He would just say anything. And I was like, what the fuck is he? So his name Kevin. So I would call him. I said, Kev, what you mean? What you talking about? He said, figure it out. He said, because if I give you the answer, you're not going to value it. You're not going to value it. He said, when you get the answer, you'll own it. So I start praying and I start asking God to reveal to me what it is that you need me to do. Because I was in the way. See, listen, I don't, when you trying to play God, when you're trying to play God, you're trying to create happiness in somebody else's life. You're trying to provide everything that the person needs. How can they see God when all they see is you? How? So I had to start trusting the evidence. If he could do for me, why can't he do for you? How is it now, Kevin, that you've trusted that he would fix your life, but you won't trust that he can fix her life? How? So he said, listen, don't trust the program. Don't trust the process. Don't trust your sponsor. Don't trust your support group. Trust me. And then I'll give you what you need to have to trust. So I started trusting him. Then he started, listen, then I started looking at things in the literature. You know how you read stuff when you get clean? Right? Because you're reading it from an eye that really hasn't put the focus and the understanding into God. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it the way I'm going to say it. You read it from a natural eye? Huh? You looking at it from a natural point of view? But then when you get a spiritual eye and you start looking at it from a spiritual place, and it says, and more be revealed, you know, because God started giving me stuff. He said, it said, and more be revealed in the first paragraph, it says, the program of Narcotics Anonymous is here to provide the opportunity to ease the pain of living through spiritual principles. So he started showing me different things in the fellowship and in the literature and in the program that if I just do what he tells me to do, he'll find comfort for me. That I don't have to go it alone. Listen, even coming down the highway today, Friday. So we was in Wawa on the way up. We prayed. Sharon led us in prayer in the Wawa on the way up, coming from Philly, you know, for traveling mercy and, you know, God to have his will and not ours. And on 113, I got a blowout. So Leo took everything out of his car. I took everything out of my car before we came, you know, which wasn't really smart, but we both did it, you know. So we in the royal thing, you know, and this young, now listen, you got 6 African American people on the side of the road. 6 of us. 2 of us big and bald headed. Sharon got twisties in his hair. Got my wife, her 2 girlfriends, and this young. Let me tell you, the evidence. This is how I understand God. He gives me evidence to trust him. This young white guy and his woman said, "Do y'all need some help?" And stayed, listen, changed my, listen, He attempted to change the tire. He didn't have the right size lug nut. He called AAA and stayed and waited an hour. He stayed and he waited, and I'm just sitting there and I'm just watching how God just works if I just trust him. I just gotta trust him. So there's evidence all through my life that if I just trust him. And that's how I understand God. I understand that I gotta trust the evidence. Because he'll leave, you know, like Hansel and Gretel, he'll leave the breadcrumbs. He'll leave, and I just gotta trust him. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna be quiet because he put the 5 minute joint up. And it's like any relationship, it got to be cultivated. You know, guys, how Sunday comes and during football season, I always like this football season. You know, we get up Sunday morning, NFL Live, ESPN, pregame hype. Then we got the 1 o'clock, the 4, it sound like the meetings. We got the 1 o'clock, the 4 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. Everybody right, man? 1 o'clock, the 4 o'clock, the 7 o'clock. And in all that time, I wasn't spending time with God. And my sponsor used to say, how are you going to build a relationship if you're not spending time with him? How are you going to build, just like with my wife, how are you going to build a healthy relationship if you're not spending time with him? Our foxhole prayers are gone. We don't have to do foxhole prayers any longer. We can spend quality time with the God of our understanding. And listen, he requires it. Look at the quality of your life. And listen, I ain't talking about your cars and your houses. And I ain't talking about that bull crap. I'm talking about your peace of mind. I'm talking about being able to lay down and go to sleep and not to have to worry about who you slept with. You know, guys, listen to me. Listen, ain't a 5-alarm fire when my phone ring no more. You know what I'm talking about. When your phone ring and everything inside you jump because you don't know who it is. And you pray to God she don't look at it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Peace comes. You know, so I'm a recovering addict. My name is Kevin. Thanks for letting me share.